This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill and Carborough City Schools officials are left waiting for the state before they can finalize the budget for this coming year.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
The UNC School of Medicine has made yet another medical breakthrough.
We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
And Chapel Hill saw its largest crowd ever for the 4th of July. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, P.J. Hairston is back in the news with an altercation with a high schooler at a Durham YMCA. Plus, Sylvia Hatchell attributes her recovery to her faith and exercise. And
what a Wimbledon final to cap a glorious 4th of July weekend.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, just ahead of a really sunny day, really warm too, high today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Tomorrow and the following day will be even warmer. As state lawmakers wrangle over the budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school officials are struggling to anticipate how cuts to education funding will impact local classrooms. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Depending on which version of the state budget wins favor in the General Assembly in the coming days, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could be facing between $850,000 and $3 million worth of budget cuts. The school board held a special meeting last week to review options for dealing with those cuts. Elected leaders said the focus should be on protecting the student experience in the classroom. Here's board member Shel Brownstein.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
All agreed the House plan, which maintains funding for teaching assistants and includes a 5% pay raise for teachers, is the best-case scenario. Still, it would require $850,000 worth of local budget cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. A second tier proposed cuts could be necessary if the General Assembly adopts a budget similar to the Senate's version. That could include eliminating the district's service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. While all that would trim nearly $1 million, officials acknowledge that's not enough to account for the shortfall in the Senate's budget plan, which calls for an 11% pay raise while slashing funding for teaching assistants. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board hiring for 80 teaching assistant positions is on hold until the state's final budget is approved.
We've been preparing for this for over a year, and so the teacher assistants that were hired all throughout last year were placed on interim contracts, and while we'd like to hire them back, we're not going to do so until we have clarity.
School board officials hope to sign off on the local budget on July 17th, but they say another emergency meeting could be needed if the legislature unveils any last-minute surprises. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Scientists at the UNC School of Medicine recently made a breakthrough that could someday reduce the risk of deep vein thrombosis, as well as the risk caused by taking blood thinners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has details.
Science is a slow process, actually. There's fewer eureka moments than I wish we had. We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
That's Dr. Alyssa Wahlberg, an associate professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UNC School of Medicine. She's talking about factor 13, an enzyme that could be the key to revolutionizing the treatment and prevention of deep vein thrombosis. Between 60,000 and 100,000 people in the U.S. die of deep vein thrombosis, or, in related cases, pulmonary embolism, every year. People with deep vein thrombosis suffer from large clots that form inside blood vessels, usually in the legs. They can be caused by long periods of restricted movement, cancer, genetics, pregnancy, or taking oral contraceptives. If a clot travels through the bloodstream to obstruct an artery in the lungs, the resulting pulmonary embolism can be fatal. Many patients at risk for DVT rely on blood thinners that can cause side effects, including a small but scary risk of excessive bleeding. Researchers in Dr. Wahlberg's lab have been working for several years on a project to better understand venous thrombosis. They discovered that lab mice incapable of producing the enzyme factor 13 form clots that were half the size of those formed by normal mice.
Initially, we were interested in looking at how fibrinogen talks to leukocytes, white blood cells, and participates in thrombosis. And in the course of doing those experiments, we discovered that factor 13 was actually having the effect that we were seeing in our models. And at that point, we began really investigating how factor 13 was having that effect.
The discovery opens up the possibility of a new drug that would reduce the production of factor 13 in the body, thus reducing the risks caused by blood clots and the necessity of taking blood thinners. Wahlberg says she doesn't know how long it will take for this discovery to result in a new prescription drug on the market. She says that process generally takes about 10 years.
That's the truly humbling question. So probably a while still. We have a lot to understand about the mechanism of action. Once we understand that, then we have to be very selective and careful about choosing a molecule that appropriately inhibits factor 13 activity without causing any other effects that we may or may not expect.
The findings from Dr. Wahlberg's lab were recently published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation with Wahlberg as the senior author. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Nearly 300 people cast their vote on the first day of early voting, showing the one-race election carries as much importance as you might expect. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell are in a runoff for Orange County Sheriff. Because no Republicans filed before the May 6th primary, one of these men will take the place of Lenny Pendergrass, who served in that capacity for 32 years. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes in the early voting process because of the historically low turnout for runoffs. All 44 precincts will be open on Election Day itself, which is July 15th. Comparing day one of this early voting period to day one of the primary in May, 180 fewer voters cast their ballot on Thursday. The polls were closed on Friday because it was July 4th. The polls open again today at 9 o'clock this morning. They'll be open each day this week, 9 until 5, and on Saturday from 9 until 1. Election Day is July 15th, and all the polls open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. that day. Again, the only place you can go vote is Orange County Election Headquarters in Hillsboro. It's open from 9 to 5, and you're voting for the runoff, Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell, for Sheriff of Orange County. Another 4th of July weekend is in the books, and this year's festivities at Keenan Stadium saw the biggest turnout yet. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
Following the celebrations of July 4th in Orange County, the events of the day are still fresh in people's minds, from the parades to the numerous outdoor activities. To close out the night, of course, was the nationally recognized fireworks display at Keenan Stadium. Production manager for the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, Wes Tillman, says that this 4th of July produced the biggest audience the event has ever had.
We just enjoyed a great evening celebrating with our community, and it was a record turnout with a wonderful show. We estimate that crowd to be around 35,000 to 38,000 people. That's actually estimated based on the number of seats we make available at the stadium each year.
He also says that the show ran without any problems thanks to the help of the local professionals.
Everything went very smoothly. All the folks at Parks and Recreation who helped coordinate the event worked very closely with all the UNC officials in our Chapel Hill Fire Department to make a great event.
In gratitude, Tillman says he offers his thanks to everyone that made the July 4th celebration this year such a success.
Just a big thank you to all those that were involved, especially those sponsors that choose to support the event each year.
Tillman also expressed his gratitude and praise for one local celebrity in particular for keeping the show going and making this Independence Day something to remember.
Mr. Ron Stutz is just an amazing master of ceremonies each year. He makes that stage sing, and we really appreciate everyone's support and contribution.
Wilson Borntrager, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Wes. It is 7:14 at WCHL. Transportation Security Administration is implementing new safety procedures in response to concerns that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce a bomb that airport security can't detect. The TSA is requiring all passengers coming to the U.S. from some airports turn on their electronic devices before getting on the plane. Devices that won't power up won't be allowed on board, and those passengers may have to undergo additional screening. Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, American political parties are far from beloved, yet most people continue to align with one party or the other. Those who claim allegiance to the party say they're driven by a mix of inertia, preference for one side's policies over the other, and feeling that one can depart from the party line when necessary. That's according to an Associated Press GFK poll. Despite heated politics, few say they prefer one party out of dislike for the other. But affiliation doesn't always equal admiration. One quarter of Republicans and 13% of Democrats say they dislike their own party. Investigators are trying to figure out if a fire that burned three school buses at Raleigh High School was an accident or was intentionally set. The fire was reported around 10 o'clock on Saturday night at Southeast Raleigh High School. Fire officials say all three buses were fully engulfed in flames when they arrived. Firefighters and police are trying to figure out the cause of the blaze. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL and this traffic report. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Well, some of the usual slowdowns have already started this morning around Chapel Hill and Carborough, and certainly on the way to the park on an I-40. And we invite you to just drive with extra caution and let us know if there's something we're not reporting that you are aware of. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. However you decide to communicate with us, please do it safely, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Pita Grill. 69 degrees, going to start to warm up here very soon. Sunshine today, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine. 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And on Wednesday, another really hot day with a high in the mid 90s. A 30% chance of rain, so probably a little bit more muggy on Wednesday. Thank goodness on Thursday, it'll chill down a little bit, high in the upper 80s, just a few degrees difference, but a big chance of rain, 50% chance of rain on Thursday, and if you're looking ahead to the weekend, we'll be in the low 90s on Saturday and Sunday, so no relief in sight from all of this incredible heat. It is really going to be hot all week long. Pita Grill, family-owned and located in Timberline Shopping Center. Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner. Check out the popular new menu items, including chicken and beef shawarma plates and wraps, all at Pita Grill, Timberline Shopping Center. Time for news around town on WCHL. UNC School of Medicine just received a $3 million gift from the William R. Keenan Jr. Charitable Trust to establish a program to encourage med students to work in underserved areas of the state. The aim is to provide financial support and opportunities for first-year medical students interested in careers in underserved rural and urban areas, particularly those with experience living or working in those communities. Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill has been awarded a national grant to support its production of A Midsummer Night's Dream this fall. The grant is for $25,000, given by Arts Midwest in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts. It's part of the Shakespeare in American Communities program, and Playmakers is one of only 40 theater companies nationwide to receive the award. Playmakers will stage Midsummer from November 1st through December 7th in rotation with the Sondheim musical Into the Woods. For ticket information, visit playmakersrep.org. That's news around town. You can get all our news around town stories on our website at chapelborough.com. Go there, click on the news around town link.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And we can tell you that Sylvia Hatchell is doing very well. UNC women's basketball head coach Sylvia Hatchell told WRAL in a recent interview that she attributes her recovery from leukemia to her faith and her friends and exercise. The year 2013 was proving to be incredibly noteworthy for Coach Hatchell when being recognized as the winningest active coach in women's basketball, achieving her 900th victory, and even being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, it was also the same year in which she was given the shocking news that she had a drastically low white blood cell count after a simple routine physical. Despite this news, however, she continued recruiting. As she continued, she became ill with a mild sore throat that ended up sending her to the hospital, only to be informed by her doctor after a bone marrow biopsy that she had AML, acute myeloid leukemia. Hatchell, her family, and her Tar Heel team were all impacted by this devastating turn. She didn't coach a single game last season, wasn't able to sit on the sidelines. Assistant head coach Andrew Calder took over for the season as interim head coach. But Hatchell said she refused to let it beat her. With faith, exercise, and encouragement from her loved ones, Hatchell says she believes that is what brought her through such an immensely difficult time. Now that her AML is in remission, Hatchell says she still continues to do what she loves and lives with a greater appreciation for every little thing each and every day. Shouldn't we all? Novak Djokovic is the Wimbledon men's singles champion again after overcoming a late collapse and withstanding a match that lasted nearly 4 hours. Djokovic blew a comfortable lead in the fourth set before holding off Switzerland's Roger Federer 6-7, 7-4, 7-6, 5-7, 6-4. The Serbian was up 5-2 in the fourth and had championship point in the 10th game of the set before Federer extended the match. Djokovic broke Federer in the final game to claim his second Wimbledon crown and first since 2011. Federer was seeking his record 8th Wimbledon crown. Djokovic took the title in 2011. Petra Kvitova won the women's singles title yesterday, beating Eugenia Bouchard 6-3, 6-love in 55 minutes. Djokovic's win closes out a Wimbledon in which no U.S. singles player reached the round of 16, something that had not happened since 1911. That's a long time. However, Noah Rubin has bolstered America's future hopes by winning the boys' singles title, defeating fellow U.S. player Stefan Kozlov 6-4, 4-6, 6-3. Two people familiar with the situation have told the Associated Press that LeBron James will meet with Miami Heat President Pat Riley this week before making a decision about where he will play basketball next season. The time and location were still being scheduled, according to the people who spoke on condition of anonymity, because neither the Heat nor LeBron James have announced their plans publicly. James opted out of his contract with the Heat last month. His agent met with several teams last week, including Cleveland, where he spent his first 7 NBA seasons. A lot of demand for LeBron James. A lot of people would love to have him, but Miami Heat will try hard to hold on to him. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What a Wimbledon final to cap a glorious 4th of July weekend. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. With Hurricane Arthur blowing by us to the east and the U.S. bowing out in the World Cup, we were left with some great foreign competition on the fields and court, if you came in out of the spectacular weather to watch any HDTV. Wimbledon had a week ago lost its last American player, so why not tune in Sunday morning to watch Roger Federer try to win his 8th gentleman singles over the off-snake-bitten Novak Djokovic, who had lost 3 straight Grand Slam championship matches in 5 of the last 6 since winning his first Wimbledon in 2011. I sat down to watch a little bit. Couldn't move for almost 4 hours in what turned out to be one of the greatest Wimbledon finals ever. The story was not only Djokovic winning in 5 grueling sets, but how the 6-2 Serb played the last 2 sets with a cramping right leg and the ghosts of past-blown majors dancing in his head. He did it with brilliant shot-making, but also great guile to pace himself while finding his opening. With Federer's 100-plus mile-an-hour serve resulting in 4 times as many aces, Djokovic almost conceded those games, trying to keep ahead by holding his serve until the opportunity for a break presented itself, while conserving his energy and favoring his leg. When he missed 2 chances in the 4th set to win, Wags must have been getting ready to roll out the Djokovic line, but his strategy in the final set worked perfectly. He began serving and held serve each time, going up 5-4, and then seized his next championship point opportunity on Federer's 5th service game. He finally won the 4-plus-hour match when a now-exhausted Federer hit a long return into the net. The way Djokovic paced himself and fought off the demons of past disappointments was remarkable theater on the grass, which, by the way, he bent down and tasted after the match ended. With Americans falling off the tennis map, the sport has again lost its luster in this country. But anyone who happened to watch Sunday morning, countryman or not, tennis fan or not, had to be taken with Djokovic's strategy and mental fortitude on his way to his 2nd Silver Gill Cup inscribed with the All England Lawn Tennis Club logo. Great gumption, Novak. Djokovic, no more. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thanks, Art. 7:25 at WCHL. And one final sports story this morning. And this might be upsetting to a lot of people. Charlotte Hornets say they're looking into an altercation involving rookie P.J. Hairston and a person his agent described as an area high school player during a pickup basketball game at the Durham YMCA. The Hornets issued a statement on Sunday night saying they're aware of the incident and are in the process of gathering additional information. Hairston's agent, Juan Morrow, says the unidentified player was over-aggressively playing P.J. Hairston, leading to a shoving match. Morrow says the player took a swing at P.J., and P.J. swung back. The Durham Police Department said they had no information about the incident when contacted on Sunday night, and it's unclear if police were called. Hairston was the 26th pick in the draft by the Miami Heat, but was quickly traded to Charlotte. And things have been said that P.J. Hairston has turned things around, and people are looking forward to having him play for the Hornets in Charlotte. 726 at WCHL. Good morning.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. 727 at WCHL. Everything appears to be working just fine this morning.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
All right, 7:30 at WCHL. Another really warm day. It is 70 degrees right now. Sunshine today, high today on the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. About 68 degrees ought to be our low. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the low in the low 70s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny, between 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the middle 90s. Oh boy, it's going to be really hot all week long. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, remember that Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Food. There's no way you can miss it.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Now confirmed by CBS News, three Jewish suspects say they are behind the murder of that 16-year-old Palestinian whose body was dumped in a house outside Jerusalem. Correspondent Robert Berger.
Israeli police say three of the six Jewish suspects have confessed to the murder of the Palestinian teenager and reconstructed the crime. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the victim's father and said the perpetrators will be prosecuted with the full force of the law. He said all citizens of Israel are shocked over a despicable crime.
More on the suspects from Gil Hoffman with the Jerusalem Post.
They don't have criminal records. They had not been followed by the Israeli security agencies whose job it is to follow extremists. And some of them are ultra-Orthodox, at least, and some of them are below the age of 18.
Also today, Israeli jets busy pounding 14 suspected Hamas targets in Gaza. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, the beginning of another really hot day. Hot day in the low 90s. I'm Rod Stutz. As state lawmakers wrangle over the budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school officials are struggling to anticipate how cuts to education funding will impact our local classrooms. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Depending on which version of the state budget wins favor in the General Assembly in the coming days, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could be facing between $850,000 and $3 million worth of budget cuts. The school board held a special meeting last week to review options for dealing with those cuts. Elected leaders said the focus should be on protecting the student experience in the classroom. Here's board member Shel Brownstein.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
All agreed the House plan, which maintains funding for teaching assistants and includes a 5% pay raise for teachers, is the best-case scenario. Still, it would require $850,000 worth of local budget cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. A second tier proposed cuts could be necessary if the General Assembly adopts a budget similar to the Senate's version. That could include eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. While all that would trim nearly $1 million, officials acknowledge that's not enough to account for the shortfall in the Senate's budget plan, which calls for an 11% pay raise while slashing funding for teaching assistants. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board hiring for 80 teaching assistant positions is on hold until the state's final budget is approved.
We've been preparing for this for over a year, and so the teacher assistants that were hired all throughout last year were placed on interim contracts, and while we'd like to hire them back, we're not going to do so until we have clarity.
School board officials hope to sign off on the local budget on July 17th, but they say another emergency meeting could be needed if the legislature unveils any last-minute surprises. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Scientists at the UNC School of Medicine recently made a breakthrough that could someday reduce the risk of deep vein thrombosis, as well as the risks caused by taking blood thinners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Science is a slow process, actually. There's fewer eureka moments than I wish we had. We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
That's Dr. Alyssa Wahlberg, an associate professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UNC School of Medicine. She's talking about factor 13, an enzyme that could be the key to revolutionizing the treatment and prevention of deep vein thrombosis. Between 60,000 and 100,000 people in the U.S. die of deep vein thrombosis or, in related cases, pulmonary embolism every year. People with deep vein thrombosis suffer from large clots that form inside blood vessels, usually in the legs. They can be caused by long periods of restricted movement, cancer, genetics, pregnancy, or taking oral contraceptives. If a clot travels through the bloodstream to obstruct an artery in the lungs, the resulting pulmonary embolism can be fatal. Many patients at risk for DVT rely on blood thinners that can cause side effects, including a small but scary risk of excessive bleeding. Researchers in Dr. Wahlberg's lab have been working for several years on a project to better understand venous thrombosis. They discovered that lab mice incapable of producing the enzyme factor 13 form clots that were half the size of those formed by normal mice.
Initially, we were interested in looking at how fibrinogen talks to leukocytes, white blood cells, and participates in thrombosis. And in the course of doing those experiments, we discovered that factor 13 was actually having the effect that we were seeing in our models. And at that point, we began really investigating how factor 13 was having that effect.
The discovery opens up the possibility of a new drug that would reduce the production of factor 13 in the body, thus reducing the risks caused by blood clots and the necessity of taking blood thinners. Wahlberg says she doesn't know how long it will take for this discovery to result in a new prescription drug on the market. She says that process generally takes about 10 years.
That's the truly humbling question. So probably a while still. We have a lot to understand about the mechanism of action. Once we understand that, then we have to be very selective and careful about choosing a molecule that appropriately inhibits factor 13 activity without causing any other effect that we may or may not expect.
The findings from Dr. Wahlberg's lab were recently published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation with Wahlberg as the senior author. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Nearly 300 people cast their vote on the first day of early voting in Orange County, showing the one-race election carries as much importance as you might expect. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell are in a runoff for Orange County Sheriff. Because no Republicans filed before the May 6th primary, one of those men will take the place of Lindy Pendergrass, who has been our sheriff in Orange County for 32 years. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes in the early voting process because of the historically low turnout for runoffs. All 44 precincts will be open on Election Day, July 15th. In case you're wondering about where the Orange County Elections Board is, it is at 208 South Cameron Street in Hillsborough. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes. And that's the only place you can go during the early voting period. Comparing day one of this early voting period to day one of the primary in May, 180 fewer voters cast their ballots on Thursday. The polls were closed on Friday due to the July 4th holiday. Now, the polls will open again this morning at 9 o'clock, a little less than an hour and a half from now. They'll be open each day this week until 5, 9 to 5 each day, and on Saturday from 9 to 1. Then the early voting period will be over. Election Day itself is July 15th. All the polls open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. that day. So if you want to vote for sheriff, either Charles Blackwood or David Caldwell, go to the Orange County Elections Board and do that early, or wait until Election Day on July 15th. Another 4th of July weekend is in the books now, and this year's festivities at Keenan Stadium on the UNC campus saw the biggest turnout yet. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
Following the celebrations of July 4th in Orange County, the events of the day are still fresh in people's minds, from the parades to the numerous outdoor activities. To close out the night, of course, was the nationally recognized fireworks display at Keenan Stadium. Production manager for the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, Wes Tillman, says that this 4th of July produced the biggest audience the event has ever had.
We just enjoyed a great evening celebrating with our community, and it was a record turnout with a wonderful show. We estimate that crowd to be around 35 to 38,000 people. That's actually estimated based on the number of seats we make available at the stadium each year.
He also says that the show ran without any problems thanks to the help of the local professionals.
Everything went very smoothly. All the folks at Parks and Recreation who helped coordinate the event worked very closely with all the UNC officials and our Chapel Hill Fire Department to make a great event.
In gratitude, Tillman says he offers his thanks to everyone that made the July 4th celebration this year such a success.
Just a big thank you to all those that were involved, especially the sponsors that choose to support the event each year.
Tillman also expressed his gratitude and praise for one local celebrity in particular for keeping the show going and making this Independence Day something to remember.
Mr. Ron Stutz is just an amazing master of ceremonies each year. He makes that stage sing, and we really appreciate everyone's support and contribution.
Wilson Borntrager, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All right, 7:39. Thank you very much for the kind words from Wes Tillman. And it is time now to check in with Rand Northam, our news director. Boy, think about that for a second, because I was so excited about it.
That stage, I tell you what, Chapel Hill West was telling me that they got a new stage for the town of Chapel Hill, and it looked great.
Yeah, it did.
It really did. They did a great job with it.
Where were you?
I was floating around.
I never saw you.
Yeah, I stayed incognito, but I was there. I kept telling people I wasn't officially there because this is the first year that I didn't have to work the 4th of July fireworks.
So it's nice to be able to do that once in a while.
We kind of hung off to the side, but it looked really good.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to go to an event like that. I mean, I'm the same way. I mean, I usually have some official capacity, but
right, yeah.
But you know, it's nice to be able to go to something like that and not have to do anything.
Just
kind of absorb it like everybody else.
Yeah. Especially an event like that. They're so just, it's great.
Yeah. So. They were, and the band I thought was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Bull City Syndicate, really good. Everything. The fireworks were pretty incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
It was really cool. So
great night. I love those fireworks at Keenan. They're just, they're gorgeous, and it's a lot of fun.
I had a good time out there, I'll tell you that much. Yep. And, you know, that thing runs like a machine.
It does.
And Wes Tillman is the guy behind it all.
Yeah, yeah.
He really is. I mean, while he's complimenting me, but I want to tell you, he's the guy who runs it all behind.
Well, I'll tell you what, that interview that you just heard, those cuts from that interview were over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I told Wilson to reach out to him. I said, who knows if you're going to be able to get in touch with him because he's probably pretty big, or, you know, he's probably trying to relax now after putting that on because that's
sure.
A great ordeal to put on. But he was very willing to talk to us and call us right back. And big thanks to him for doing that because, you know, that's right after one of the biggest events of the year. You know, that's great.
Exactly. Well, in our Chapelboro photo gallery today, I know you're going to talk about this. I don't want to steal your thunder on that, but there's a picture of me and Wes.
Nice.
And I'm going like this. I'm pointing toward Wes like, this is the guy who's responsible for all this stuff. So
this is the man.
So, yeah, this is the man right here. So,
yep.
At any rate, what's happening today?
Well, you've got it exactly right. Our photo gallery is up of Keenan Stadium's 4th of July celebrations with fireworks and all. Susan Murray was there and took some excellent photos, so you'll want to check those out. Now, also, we've got another video up, and it's by Alex Curley, who does our videos, and he did an outstanding job.
Yeah.
It's from the Carrboro People's Parade, and just outstanding.
I saw that.
You might even catch yourself in there if you check out that video. So, really good one. Good job, Alex, and big thanks for him to head out there on July 4th and take those.
Alex is really
that
good.
Video. Yeah,
he's
very talented. He's very talented. You also want to check out the one, the Taste of Orange is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that was done just last week. It posted. And check that video out while you're there as well. It's talking about the Med Deli and all the wonderful foods there. But
Jamil Kadora.
That's right.
Really, really nice guy.
Well, in our Common Science blog today, Jeff Danner returns and he says, hello, Arthur. The El Nino effect is in this year. I don't know if you know that, Ron. But
I thought about it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is because the Pacific is a bit warmer this year.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is it causes windier conditions in the Atlantic. So this is actually a slow start to the Atlantic hurricane season, just having one so far, and it not coming until the early part of July.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we're in the El Nino effect, which means that we could see fewer hurricanes and fewer that do any real effect this year. But we did see the first one just last weekend, and it moved right out of the area pretty quickly. Not too bad of not many problems on the Outer Banks, thankfully. People made it out okay, and those who needed to evacuate did. And the damage was minimal, so that's pretty good. But you want to check out what Jeff Danner has to say about this hurricane season and the El Nino effect in today's Common Science column. And again, that is called Hello, Arthur. So check it out. Lots more available on our website, chapelboro.com. And it's all with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And special kudos to Susan Murray, our Chapelboro photographer, who got all those 4th of July celebrations and everything and took all those great pictures. And, you know, look on there. There's just an incredible photograph of Braxton and Barbara Fushi.
Excellent.
Sitting in front of the big stage at Town Hall in Carrboro, listening to the music.
Nice.
Just a great photo of them. I think that's like a photo for the ages.
Look forward to that.
A lot of others, too.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a bunch, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in just a few minutes here, and Ran will have a look at your traffic in just a couple of minutes here. Coming up next on WCHL, Matt Bailey has today's commentary. He says, Owasa is discriminating against families with children.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. For decades, it's been illegal to discriminate against families with children when you rent out a house or apartment. While I'm sure that's not their intent, that's pretty much what OWASA does every month when they send out our water bills. Like a lot of water companies these days, OWASA uses a tiered rate structure to encourage water conservation. Install low-flow toilets and showerheads, you pay less per gallon. Waste our precious tap water to keep your front lawn looking like Biltmore, you'll pay more per gallon. Sounds good, right? Well, it is good, when you set the rates correctly. The problem is, OWASA's tiered rate structure is so unrealistic, as soon as you have children, it's almost impossible to stay at the affordable rate. Most water companies gradually raise rates starting at 3,000 or 4,000 gallons a month, but OWASA jacks up our rates 2.5 times per gallon once you hit just 2,000 gallons a month. Back when I was single, my bachelor lifestyle of skipping showers and putting off laundry made it easy to stay at OWASA's conservation rate. But the fact is, young children take baths, not showers. And as any parent will tell you, kids have a way of turning every day into laundry day. Add in the high connection fees and sewer rates, and while the average family in Raleigh pays $41 a month for their water, we pay OWASA $71 a month on average. That's just about the highest residential water bill in the state. It's bad enough that OWASA charges us almost twice what neighboring counties charge their families for water, but charging 2.5 times per gallon more just because you give your kids a bath and wash their clothes isn't being environmentally conscientious. It's darn close to discriminating against children. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
Do you have an eye for the unexpected? Come to the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill this summer and encounter 130 paintings, prints, and drawings in the exhibition called An Eye for the Unexpected, on view through August 31st. You'll be surprised and delighted and have unexpected fun as you browse art on iPads, curate your own mini exhibition, and play music on vinyl records. At the museum store on Franklin Street, see the pottery exhibition Conversations in Clay and take home a piece for your own collection. Admission is free. To learn more, visit ackland.org.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving pretty smoothly. Everybody trying to get back in the swing of things after the extended July 4th holiday weekend. You might still be enjoying that. I don't know. But 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and I-40 seeing a little bit of a delay right now. Actually, Estes Drive eastbound and westbound seeing some delays between MLK and 15501. Raleigh Road, you might be seeing some slowdowns as well. That's NC-54. Eastbound and westbound, just minor to moderate between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely. And actually, Ron, as I talk right now, an accident has just popped up on I-40 westbound.
Uh-oh.
It's at Highway 55 at exit 278. So that is I-40 westbound right at Highway 55. Be on the lookout there. It's causing some major delays right around the Durham Freeway. So watch out for that as you travel towards the Chapel Hill Carborough area. Right around the Durham Freeway is where it begins. The accident occurred on I-40 westbound at Highway 55.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for keeping us up to date on that.
You bet.
We'll hear from you again in just a few minutes now.
All righty.
It is 7:51 at WCHL. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. When you need an engagement ring or the custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny, high today in the low 90s, the beginning of a really hot day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer, high in the middle 90s. Slight chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. Tomorrow night, still slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon on Wednesday. High in the middle 90s one more time. Oh, my goodness. Looks like a hot week on the way. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 752 WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond is all done celebrating for the long 4th of July weekend. And now, unless he has been out in his backyard shooting off some fireworks, I think he's all through celebrating.
No, listen, the celebration never ends in Farrington Village.
Particularly,
every meal's a banquet, every day's a holiday.
Particularly
right?
At your house, I know.
That's right. Well, listen, Ron, I had a word all picked out, and then I came in and sat down at the Word of the Day desk, the official Word of the Day desk, and I looked down and I realized I had a recipe here. A bar recipe that I printed from the newspaper over the weekend. So what the heck? I mean, since we're, you know, every day's a holiday, we'll use that instead. The word of the day is Floridita. Floridita.
Floridita.
I'm not making this up. I printed this from the good gray lady, the old gray lady, whatever they call her, the New York Times over the weekend. F-L-O-R-I-D, D as in delightful, I-T-A, F-L-O-R, I-D-I-T-A, Floridita, is a drink recipe. It's a classic daiquiri riff, according to the New York Times. And a Floridita is named from an iconic bar in Havana, where the drink is said to have originated. I'll bet you indulged in one or 50 Floriditas over the weekend, didn't you, you rascal?
Not a single daiquiri, I promise.
Not a single daiquiri.
But you said in the definition, you said classic daiquiri, and then what was your next word?
Classic daiquiri riff, a daiquiri riff, R-I-F-F, you know, a variation.
Oh, okay.
On a daiquiri, according to the newspaper.
Okay.
There is the Floridita daiquiri, there is the Floridita cocktail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
As the King of Siam would say.
Wow.
This one, the Floridita specifically, is a classic daiquiri riff. Takes its name, again, from a bar in Havana.
Yeah.
So you don't know anything about that sort of stuff.
No, thing, no, right? Not me, man. Not me.
All right, pal. All right, Floridita, there's your word of the day. I hope you enjoy it. Drink responsibly. Use that control board responsibly. assembly. I'll talk to you in the morning, big man.
All right, you too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franken Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. WCHL, time now for the clean joke of the day. I'm Rod Stutz, and she is Marissa Peterson.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, Marissa, I think it's time we told everybody your story, the fact that you are a survivor.
Oh, gosh.
tell everybody how you got to be on that show.
Well, in 2000, my uncle was on the first season of Survivor.
And
so
your uncle was?
Jervis Peterson.
Everybody knows Jervis.
Exactly. He did kind of make a crude comment about women being the stupidest thing on earth next to cows.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
I missed that.
But guess what? He didn't get sent home for it. Somebody else who actually laughed ended up going home because he laughed at the comment. But he lasted a while. This past season that we were on, he ended up coming in third place. We came out. We were in the Philippines this past summer shooting.
Uh-huh. So you were his partner, right?
Yes. That's how it was supposed to be. Yeah. But they revealed to everybody that the tribes were going to be split and we were playing against each other.
Oh, really?
Right.
Wow. That's terrible. But Marissa was actually on Survivor on television. How many episodes were you on?
Oh, I was about on four.
Yeah.
They got me out too early.
Yeah.
Too early. I didn't survive as long as I wanted to.
Well, you know, if you can survive around the radio station,
right,
you can survive just about anything. So maybe you should have worked here before you did Survivor.
Exactly. I would have had some different insights to take into the game, most definitely.
Probably. Different kind of survival skills required here.
Exactly.
Well, you got a good joke.
Okay, yes. A member of a diet club bemoaned her lack of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
She's made her family's favorite cake over the weekend, she explained. They'd eaten half of it. The next day, however, the uneaten half beckoned. She cut herself a slice, then another, and another. By the time she polished off the cake, she knew her husband would be disappointed. What did he say when he found out? One club member asked. He never found out, she said. I made another cake and ate half.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We've honored a lot of firefighters here at WCHL as hometown heroes, and indeed they are. We call on Dace Bergen of the Chapel Hill Fire Department to tell you all about another one.
Well, Jerry Boone came to work for us about 10 years ago. He's currently a captain with the fire department, and he's our logistics officer, which means that he keeps our trucks working, our equipment working, and anything that we need in terms of support. And he does that tirelessly. And he works many extra hours to make sure that everything's up and running the way it should. He's just put in a lot of time.
In addition to all the things he does with the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Jerry Boone is a nice guy to be around.
He's a very nice guy. He's pretty gentle. He's got a good sense of humor, and he's very intelligent.
Jerry Boone is one relentless and tireless firefighter.
It's obvious that he has a huge love for it. In addition to working for us full-time, he also, the last I talked to him about it, he was working part-time at another fire department and also volunteering at a fire department where he lives.
Wow, that's amazing. So he's with three different fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's always positive and sets a great example for other firefighters. Jerry Boone is always focused on the task at hand.
He has a very can-do attitude, and he's always totally focused on the goal. So whatever needs to be done, he's willing to do to ensure that that it's taken care of.
He's the captain with the Chapel Hill Fire Department. His name is Jerry Boone, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Jerry, thanks for all you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 71 degrees, warming up now. We're going to go for a high today of the low 90s. Lots of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the middle 90s. On Wednesday, we'll also be in the middle 90s. Hot weather all week long. Again, our high today, about 92 or 93. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
new Mideast attacks.
Deadly airstrikes as Israel makes arrests.
The video of Iraq's militant leader.
To make the statement that I am now in charge.
Powering up gadgets at overseas airports.
Just turning it on at the checkpoint is really a big deterrence.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Military action and a confession in the Middle East mark the start of another week of high tension. CBS News Jerusalem correspondent Robert Berger.
Israeli warplanes struck 14 targets in Gaza in response to Palestinian rocket attacks. Hamas suffered high casualties and vowed to exact a tremendous price. Here in Jerusalem, police say three of the six Israeli Jews arrested for the murder of a Palestinian teenager that set off riots have confessed to the crime. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the victim's father and said the attackers will be punished with the full force of the law. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Iraq says it's analyzing the video that emerged purporting to show the leader